Blog Talk Radio.
Explosive
scene at the University of Chicago was broadcast live across cable networks and come amid escalating confrontations between protesters and attendees at Trump rally this week. According to Bloomberg News, more than 10,000 people had signed up on a Facebook page to protest Trump in Chicago by Thursday evening. Indeed, throngs of protesters had filled the arena, and some wearing Black Lives Matter shirts and others chanting support for Democratic candidate Bernie Sanders. According to the reporters on the scene, Trump supporters chanted back, USA, USA, USA. Now, I'm going to just sum this up. So, basically, you had some Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs students from the University of Illinois in Chicago, Illinois, where I'm from, and they decided to do this protest, and it started getting a little violent. A police officer got hurt, and according to reports, I think a couple other people. Now, let me say something about this Black Lives Matter movement. It's a joke. The Black Lives Matter is like your Black KKK, okay? A bunch of wannabe renegades who they don't even know why they're protesting, really, what they're fighting for. They let me tell you something. Go open a book, okay? Read the history of the Democratic Party, all right? So they say, oh, well, we don't want Trump. We don't want Trump. We don't want this Republican coming to our city. Do you know who you're supporting? Do you know where, either if it's socialist Bernie Sanders and these so-called educated, I'm going to call them educated idiots because that's exactly what they are, the ones who did this at the University of Illinois in Chicago. You are an educated group of idiots. Okay, go take you a class in Marxism. Take you a class in communism. Take you a class in history, African American history. Take you a class in American history. A bunch of idiots. Okay, while you're trying to promote socialist standards, do you actually know what socialism is? Do you actually understand the ramifications of socialism? And then for those of you who are dedicated to the Democratic Party, do you actually know that the Democrats were your KKK while you're going against Republicans? You don't even know why you're a Democrat. I mean, this is how stupid these so-called students is. What are they learning in college these days? Absolutely nothing. Okay, so brainwashed that you don't have your thinking caps on. Why? Because they're twisted now with the Common Core, which is a common mess, and they can't think for themselves. You don't even know what the Founding Fathers was meaning by the Constitution and what the Constitution was supposed to stand for, you bunch of idiots. You don't even know why that Black people used to be Republicans, but then they switched from Republicans to the Democratic Party. Do you even understand why that took place and that Lyndon B. Johnson, yes, he signed the Civil Rights Act, but he was not for civil rights. Come on now. Go get you a book and read a book. And later I'm going to read something which was very profound, because one of the most popular sayings when it comes to Black people and books is, you want to hide something, put it in a book. And it's a shame because it's still going on today. A bunch of idiots. And I'm not saying it was only Black people that was protesting, but I'm just saying, talking about these Black Lives Matter and these idiots at the University of Illinois in Chicago. Now, one thing I'm going to do is I'm going to scroll down on my computer, and I want to read you a little bit of KKK history for those of you who don't know how to open a book and read it. You can go to the website as well. Go to www.history.com. Ku Klux Klan, founded in 1666. the KKK, Ku Klux Klan, extended into almost every southern state by 1870 and became a vehicle for white southern resistance to the Republican Party's Reconstruction era policies aimed at establishing political and economic equality for blacks. What does this mean? Let me break it down so for those of you who do not understand. The KKK was founded by the Democrats in resistance to the Republican Party, who were trying to help with blacks having rights. Okay, the Democratic Party used the KKK like they're using Black Lives Matter right now to go against the Republican Party. Can you say history is repeating itself? All right, through Congress, though Congress passed legislation designed to curb Klan terrorism, the organization saw its primary goal, the reestablishment of white supremacy, fulfilled through Democratic victories in state legislators across the South in the 1870s. After a period of decline, white Protestant nativism groups revived the Klan in the early 20th century, burning crosses and staging rallies, parades, and marches denouncing immigrants, Catholics, Jews, blacks, and organized labor. What's going on right now? You got the Black Lives Matter movement has become your new KKK. What are they meant to do? They're meant to cause racial division. Why do they cause racial division? Because they're trying to oust out the Republican Party, run, which is right now with Trump being in the lead saying, oh, he's a racist. Let me tell you something. For those idiots who don't know what racism, that you're actually voting for racist when you're voting for Hillary Clinton, or are you standing up for the Democratic Party. They're the ones who started your KKK while you're talking about Black Lives Matter. All right, just a joke. All right, let me go on. From 1867 onward, African American participation in public life in the South became one of the most radical aspects of Reconstruction, as blacks won elections in southern states governments and even the United States Congress. For its part, the KKK dedicated itself to an underground campaign of violence against Republican leaders and voters, both black and white, in an effort to reverse the policies of radical reconstruction and restore white supremacy to the South. What does that mean? This is saying that the KKK and the Black Lives Matter is doing the exact same thing, dedicated itself to an underground campaign to a violence against Republican leaders and voters, both black and white. What you don't know, while Obama is supporting you idiots, is the reason he's supporting you is because he got his own agenda. While you got George Soros and different ones supporting y'all idiots, y'all don't know that you're being used, okay? You're being used to divide and conquer. They don't give a care about you. They don't give a care about your Black Lives Matter movement. Y'all a bunch of idiots, okay? And I said, are you cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs? Go open your book and read on the history and why you're being used. Now, for those of you who are pro-Hillary, let me tell you something about pro-Hillary's icon, her idol, who she admires, Margaret Sanger. Let me give you a few quotes of Margaret Sanger. For those of you who don't know who she is the founder of Planned Parenthood, and Planned Parenthood kills 40% of black babies. So Black Lives Matter, shut up, okay? Go put some signs up at the Planned Parenthoods who are killing your own people while you talking about Trump this, Trump that. Go Trump your way to a Planned Parenthood clinic and tell them to stop killing your people while you talking about Black Lives Matter. Do the babies matter? Do your black babies matter? Now, I believe all lives matter, okay? But while you talking about black this, black that, why don't you do that when it's a shooting of another black person against a black person, okay? Black on black crime, all right? While y'all going around and allowing people like Al Sharpton, Clinton and Barack Obama, different ones, to raise y'all anger so they can use it for their own benefit. You a bunch of idiots. Okay, let me read this, some quotes from Margaret Sanger, how diabolical she is, and then how Hillary Clinton is just as sick. She says in her own words, the most merciful thing that a large family does to one of its infant members is to kill it. That woman is sick, okay? She is very sick. She said in a column with Women and the New Race, that's the name of the article, the Women and the New Race, which was published in 1920 and 1923, the most merciful thing that a large family does to one of its infant members is to kill it. That is sick. All right. She goes on to say, when talking about on black immigrants and indigents, she calls blacks human weeds, reckless breeders, spawning human beings who never should have been born. Okay, that's in Pivot of Civilization, referring to immigrants and the poor people as well as blacks. What did she think about sterilization and racial purification? Sanger believed that for the purpose of racial purification, couples should be rewarded who chose sterilization. This is in the article Birth Control in America, The Career of Margaret Sanger. Okay, let me skip down a little bit. All right, what about on the rights of the handicapped or mentally ill and racial minority? She says that more children from the fit and less children from the unfit. This is the chief aim of birth control, meaning she didn't consider blacks as being fit enough to have children. She thought that we should be exterminated. Better yet, we didn't have a right to exist. Now, I'm going on to the extermination. She says on the extermination of blacks, we do not want word to get out that we want to exterminate the Negro population, she said, if it ever occurs to any of their more rebellious members. This is written in the Women's Body, Women's Right, A Social History of Birth Control in America by Linda Garden. I don't have time to go through every crazy, demonic quote that Margaret Sanger had, but I want to let you know that your Hillary Clinton, that all you all are hooping and hollering and praising her, singing her praises, this is her mentor, Hillary Clinton, quote, I admire Planned Parenthood founder Margaret Sanger. Now let me read some more. She says, I respectfully ask that the administration consider that for many of us, all abortion, legal or illegal, is violence against children and poses significant, often unappreciated risk to former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, an abortion advocate, is expected to seriously, okay, this is talking about when she was originally going to start her bid for the presidency, but I'm going on, let me read this next part. Obama has a laundry list of action he's taken as president to promote abortion on demand paid at the taxpayer expense. Clinton would continue the pro-abortion legacy and the abortion advocacy of her husband, pro-abortion ex-president Bill Clinton. Okay, she goes on to say that one of the examples of Clinton's fondness for abortion and promotes of abortion, she says she admires Margaret Sanger, the racist founder of Planned Parenthood abortion business. This is a quote from Hillary Clinton. I admire Margaret Sanger enormously, her courage, her tenacity, her vision, said Hillary Rodham Clinton. I'm really in awe of her. There are a lot of reasons, a lot of lessons we can learn from her. Okay, in her role as Secretary of State, Clinton pressed for abortion on an international scale. Okay, we don't have time to go through all of this, but she was forced, she adopted at this Rio 20 conference, She was displeased that it did not promote abortion by in certain terms like reproductive rights in the language of the text. okay, I don't have time to go through all of this because my time is limited, but I want to let you know that you can do your own research if you care to open up a book or open up an online article and read. But let me read this to you, because that's what's wrong with a lot of you that's for this Democratic Party, Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, because you don't read. Here's an article that someone wrote some years ago, and it says, "Blacks don't read." This is very disturbing and unfortunately very true. This is a heavy piece, and a Caucasian wrote it. They don't know who wrote it, but this is what the article says. It says, "They are still our slaves. We can continue to reap profits from the blacks without the effort of physical slavery. Look at the current methods of containment that they themselves use. Ignorance, greed, and selfishness. Their ignorance is the primary weapon of containment. A great man once said, the best way to hide something from black people is to put it in a book. We live now in the information age. They have gained the opportunity to read any book on any subject through the efforts of their fight for freedom, yet they refuse to read. There are numerous books readily available at Borders, Barnes & Noble, and Amazon.com, not to mention their own black bookstores that provide solid blueprints to reach economic equality, but a few consistently read, if at all. Greed. Greed is another powerful weapon of containment. Blacks, since the abolition of slavery, have had large amounts of money at their disposal. Last year, they spent $10 billion during Christmas out of their $450 billion in total yearly income. Any of us can use them as our target market for any business venture we care to dream of, no matter how outlandish, they will buy it. Being primarily a consumer people, they function totally by greed. They continually want more with little thought for saving or investing. They would rather buy some new sneaker than invest in starting a business. Some even neglect their children to have the latest Tommy or FUBU. They still think that having a Mercedes and a big house gives them status, or that they have achieved the American dream. They are fools. The vast majority of their people are still in poverty because their greed holds them back from collectively making better communities. With the help of BET and the rest of their black media that often broadcast destructive images in their own homes, we will continue to see huge profits like those of Tommy and Nike. Tommy Hilfiger has even jeered them, saying he doesn't want their money, and look at how the fools spend more with him than ever before. They continue to show off to each other while we build solid communities with the profits from our businesses that we market to them. Selfishness. Selfishness ingrained in their minds through slavery is one of the major ways we can continue to contain them. One of their own, Du Bois, said that there was an innate division in their culture, a talented tenth, he called it. He was correct in his deduction that there are segments of their culture that has achieved some form of success. However, that segment missed the fullness of his work. They then read that the talented tenth was then responsible to aid the non-talented 90% in achieving a better life. Instead, that segment has created another class, the bumpy class, that looks down on their people or aids them in a condescending manner. They will never achieve what we have. Their selfishness does not allow them to be able to work together on any project or endeavor of substance. When they do get together, their selfishness lets their egos get in the way of the goal. Their so-called help organizations seem to only promote their name without making any real change in their community. They are content to sit in conferences and conventions in our hotels and talk about what they will do while they award plaques to the best speakers, not the best doers. Is there no end to their selfishness? They steadfastly refuse to see that together each achieves more, a team. They do not understand that they are no no better than each other because of what they own. And most of those buppies are but one or two paychecks away from poverty, all of which is under the control of our pens and our offices and our boardrooms. Yes, we'll continue to contain them as long as they refuse to read, continue to buy anything they want, and keep thinking they are helping their communities by paying dues to organizations which do little other than hold lavish conventions in our hotel. By the way, don't worry about any of them reading this letter. Remember, they don't read. That is a powerful article. And the actual author of this piece is unknown, but Dr. Arthur Lewin of the Black and Hispanic Studies Department at Bernard M. Baruch, Baruch is B-A-R-U-C-H College of the City University of New York, claims to have edited the article in its present form many years ago and titled it, "They Are Still Our Slaves." You need to pull this article up. It's called "They Are Still Our Slaves." And one thing I want to say, people, black people, you need to start reading. Instead of listening to mainstream media, instead of listening to everything that they tell you, instead of listening to all the propaganda the way that they want you to think, instead of having a common core brain, you need to have common sense. Start reading. Start analyzing. Start understanding why they want you to go against each other, why they want you to be divisive, why they're using you against the Republican Party, why do they want you to have this Black Lives Matter movement when they're not caring anything about black lives. If Hillary cared about black lives, she wouldn't be pro-abortion, she would be pro-life, because 40% of our black babies are dying, and she was for the black people. The only time you hear Hillary or see Hillary with anything for black people is when she campaigning. You forget that under President Bill Clinton, that's when the three strikes you're out came in. And black folks are the most ones that populate the prison. Three strikes you out. I don't care if you got a little weed on you. I don't condone weed, but minor offenses, three strikes you out. They're making money off of you in the prisons. They got stock on y'all idiots in the prison. You listen to all this rap music Jay-Z now coming out with, and Lil Wayne and Kanye Crazy West, and they're sending you to prison because you're trying to act that junk out, and they making money off you idiots. While you got Beyonce talking about power to the people on the Super Bowl halftime, and her husband making junk that's putting y'all idiots in prison because you're trying to live that junk out while they racking up your money? You bunch of fools. Straight up fools. And it's a shame. It's a shame because there's no sense in it. You're killing each other like crazy in Chicago, but then you got the nerve to protest a Trump rally. Why don't you protest every time somebody gets shot in the back of the head? You a bunch of idiots, a bunch of fools being used by these crooks in government. Black Lives Matter, every time a mother has to bury her child, you need to be out there holding signs up talking about Black Lives Matter. A bunch of fools. When you gonna wake up? Chicago has some of the highest crime in this nation. You got the nerve to get out there with them other crazy protesters. College students supposed to have some sense in your head. You an educated idiot. That means your education is nothing for it. My time is running out. This is my Saturday rant. I had to say something because I'm tired of looking at these idiots out there with these protesting. You need to be protesting about your own cities, your own people killing each other while you're out there protesting against Trump. Goodness. Okay, I'm just going to end this. This is Evangelist Kale Rich, and it is finished. I will see you all on Sunday for our Sunday broadcast. I don't normally do Saturday broadcasts, but you know what? Somebody got to talk some sense to y'all. All right, we are out of here. Until next time.